Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Message, please.
You're receiving the energy because when I channel, it goes right here. And for whatever reason, Spirit wanted you to have that energy today. So that was part of why I felt the need to sit here, it turns out. So I'm not sure why, but thank yourself, because you called that forth. I'm not sure what it is for, but receive with grace. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. So a moment, please. And say your name, please.
Sheila.
And say it one more time.
Sheila.
So all that purifying, follow those recommendations.
No, I've been going through it.
There is somebody in your life that you want to shield yourself from. So let me teach that to you. I'm sure you know it, but just in case. So what you do is you imagine your auric field to be egg shape, and you fill it with white light. And then on the outside of that egg, you're going to imagine polished mirror facing outward. So if anyone's sending you any bugaboos, any energy that's not love, it's just gonna boomerang and go right back to them. Okay. I feel like that's part of why you needed that extra boost to overcome some of this energy. I don't know what this is about. Let me see if I can figure this out. One moment, please. I have absolutely no idea. It may be someone, if someone one comes to mind, then that's it.
Oh, it's more than one.
It's more than one.
I've been doing healing work for years and years and years, and then I kind of got, the darkness kind of booted me down a flight of stairs, and I've been working my way back and doing all the forgiveness and all that other stuff, but there isn't anybody, one person in particular. I push people's buttons, and I wasn't really thinking I was shielding myself from any person in particular. I just do my shielding.
I don't think it's a person in particular. What is going on, my love? One moment, please. And say your first name?
Sheila.
And say it one more time?
Sheila.
It almost feels like interdimensional or something.
I thought I was coming out of all that. That's what it felt like to me.
One moment, sweetheart. And say your name one more time.
Sheila.
You have opportunity to release something that is let me think of the best way to do it. Well, let's start with this. Imagine white light in your auric field, and then imagine Metatron's cube. Just going in your auric field, clearing your field.
Okay.
So do that for me right now, if you don't mind. And say your name again, please.
Sheila.
That's better, actually. In that very, very, very quick thing. I feel like you're working with energies that aren't yours. I really do. And I feel like you have opportunity to really cleanse. There's a practice I did, would I remember it offhand? Wait after group, if you don't mind a second.
Okay.
You have opportunity to clear your field. You're a little bit like Christine today. But Christine's is just temporary for you. I feel like it's something you've been working with for a while right now. But anyway, your spirit's trying to help you deal with some energies. I'll say that. Let me just see if there's anything else real quick. And say your name again, please.
Sheila.
Work with the energy of the rose, like the rose, and you're very good, by the way, which is why they're giving you all this, see this, do that. work with the energy of the rose in your higher heart. It's going to bring you into balance. It's going to open you up into some new opportunities, some new areas of focus and delight. So just imagine like Mother Mary bringing forth a rose in your higher heart.
Aw.
And it's going to bring you into alignment with some new possibilities.
Okay.
Really beautiful, actually.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And what I really came to with that is, what's next on my assignments? Because they always have me on assignment, be it masters. It's always another assignment coming up. So I just finished one.
And say your name again.
Sheila.
I feel like they're trying to send you on a new path. You'll be working with the energies of the sun very strongly, and it's opening you up into a new, a new venture, a new voyage. So there is opportunity for, let's say your name one more time, please.
Sheila.
There's opportunity to take like an evolutionary leap in consciousness, and I feel like before you move on to your next assignment, as you will play along and salute loveliness. In other words, energetically release some of the old charge and open up to new possibilities. I feel like it moves you, like you literally jump timelines.
Is the book going to be finished soon? There's been a delay in the book that I'm writing. Ghostwriter is with me working on it to do seminars. That was the plan.
And say your name again, please.
Sheila.
Yeah, I feel like the remedy is vibrational.
Okay.
So it's not so much what you're doing, it's how you're vibrating. And I feel like that's what they're trying to get restored and in further work with green energy also.
Okay.
I see healing rays coming to you. So for whatever reason, it's more of an energetic realignment or adjustment. And say your name one more time.
Sheila.
And then you'll literally walk into a new world. So while it seems like there's only one world here, there aren't. It's all vibrational.
Right.
You walk into a new earth is what happens.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And did I go back to everyone I said I would go back to? Okay. Indeed, we wish for each to discover their new passages of time, their rites of passage, yes? As you will sign the consent form, as you will dream in the possibilities, we will provide the compass. We will provide the opportunity of focus. Dream well, our light travelers, dream well. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank everyone so much. Thank you for the basket.